Oh, I cannot believe I managed to lose my Charlie card. But if I just hadn't shoved it back in my pocket, if I had stopped and taken a moment to just put it back in my wallet where it belongs, I wouldn't have lost it. God damn it. Oh, okay. Here's the machine. This is fine. At least I don't have to go all the way down to Downtown Crossing. Back Bay is fine. It's Back Bay, but it's whatever. Fucking Orange Line. All right. That looks good. That looks good. Wait. No. I don't want the paper one. I want a Charlie card. Where's the button for that? Oh my God. C representative. God damn it. This is just it. This is why Charlie got stuck on the MTA. Because of all this bullshit. God. Ugh. Sorry, yeah, I know I'm taking a while. Sorry, the machine's just not... Oh my God! Hey! How are you? Oh my God, it's been forever! Okay, 5 years. But 5 years feels like forever these days, you know. Whatever, how are you? I'm good. Yeah. Yep, I'm down in New York now. Don't hold it against me. Yeah. What have you been up to? Oh my God, really? I remember when you had this whole, like, radio superstar, etc. thing going on. Yeah, well, if you're going to work anywhere in Boston, a college is a pretty good choice. I mean, there's a bajillion of them. Are you still... Yeah, living down there. Man, I remember that area. Woo! It was like nonstop house parties when we were in college. It still is. Oh, man. I'm sorry. It's really only fun when you're the ones at the house party. Yeah, you know, I'm doing my thing. Being a writer is, it's not the easiest, but luckily I have a day job, so I make do. We broke up about a year and a half ago. Yeah. No. It was messy and painful and not good, but, no, it's fine. No, don't worry about it. You didn't know. You wouldn't have known. Are you... Yeah. I seem to remember that if you were upright and breathing, she was next to you. So if I didn't see her, I figured it wasn't a thing. Well, I'm sorry that didn't work out. Yeah. Look at us. We're just regular Casanovas, the two of us. You know, I'm only in town for a couple of days. But I'm free this afternoon. Would you want to grab lunch or something? Or... Nice. Well, actually... So, it's a chain restaurant. So I know that it's not, like, the peak. But, I really wanted to go to the Wagamama in the Pru. Yeah, I know. Oh my God, I used to go there all the time in college, and they had this little, like, mango, it was like a mousse type thing, but it was, I don't know, it was delicious. I would literally order from there for that. Would you want to join me? Nice. All right, cool. Yeah, actually, Pru's right down the street, so yeah. Oh my God. That's right. I forgot about that party. Everyone had to come dressed like it was 2005. I mean, come on. I wore a full Juicy Velour tracksuit. I stand by it. That shit was so comfortable. But do you know how many people I had to see wearing a dress over jeans? That's scary. I needed to have been mentally prepared for that, and it did not happen. Oh, come on. It was so much easier for you guys. You just had to dress like Fallout Boy. Man. I would have appreciated it if everyone in the room hadn't also brought the same level of maturity that they had in 2005. Well, yeah, because everybody in the room would have been in like middle school, maybe early high school in 2005, right? What do you mean? What do I mean? I distinctly remember, first of all, a lot of Capri Sun. And then, of course, the creme de la creme. We played 7 Minutes in Heaven and Spin the Bottle. What is more middle school than those two games? Yeah, we're lucky Truth or Dare did not come into it too much. But everyone was too drunk to come up with anything. You don't remember playing Spin the Bottle? You know, I'm a little offended that you don't remember. Of course I am. You're saying that our momentary kiss was not memorable? You remember it now. Oh my God. Do you remember what I said to you immediately afterwards? You need to shave. Your face was prickly as hell, man. And I was feeling awkward as shit. Yeah, I know we're friends, but friends can feel awkward about kissing other friends. Don't come at me for this. I'm not flustered. That's true. At least we didn't get selected for 7 Minutes in Heaven. Oh, although I seem to remember that one couple went in and we're just in there the rest of the night. I don't think actually anyone else ever actually played. But wait, you don't remember anything after Spin the Bottle? Are you serious? You don't remember when I... Ooh, you don't remember what I'm talking about, do you? Okay. Well, in that case, never mind. Moving forward. No, I'm not going to tell you. If you don't remember, it's better that you don't remember, Jocelyn. How drunk were you? I'm not trying to change the subject. I can't believe you don't remember this. You're going to remember it when I say it, and it's going to be awkward as... I'm not stalling. I asked you out. Yeah, I did. Yeah. The pieces are all coming together. Yes, you doofus. And you said, oh, no thank you. You were trying to ask me out. And then I asked you out, and you said no? What a poor excuse. You would have wanted to do it yourself. Why? Well, then why didn't you? You just never got the courage up? Oh, that's right. I did start dating him pretty soon after that. I don't know. You said no, and he'd been obsessed with me since freshman year, and I don't know, he was nice. Yeah, no, it didn't last spectacularly long, but... Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You just like retconned a massive chunk of my college career. Damn, dude. You were gonna ask me out? I mean, not to be that person, but why? You think I'm beautiful? Really? I mean, I'm not saying I'm ugly, I'm just saying, like, you know. Well, I know I'm funny. That part's not a surprise. But I can't believe it. Okay. Did you... I mean, was it just sort of a, we got along and she's attractive thing? Or was it a, I have feelings for her thing? Oh, come on, man. We're in it now. Don't chicken out on me now. Maybe it'll help if I answer the question. I had feelings for you. Yeah. I don't know since when. I think kinda always. I remember seeing you for the first time. Yeah, I do. Distinctly, actually. It was in one of the little sort of multi-purpose rooms in the library, and you were seated at a folding table, and you looked at me with such intensity. You had this one tattoo on your forearm that I remember. You were just sort of rubbing your thumb across. So, you know, that's my horrible, heart-wrenching confession. If you want to throw yours in there, that'd be great too, because I feel incredibly exposed right now. You did? Nice. I mean, I guess it's useless now that, you know, I had feelings for you then and you had feelings for me then, and that, you know, maybe our time has come or gone, you know, whatever. lunch is on me. Sorry. No. It's all good. Thanks for coming and eating with me. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. This apartment's much nicer than when you lived in college. That's fair. It was a low bar. Very low bar. You know, the building was standing and it kept the rain out. So in terms of college apartments, it was pretty good. You're just suddenly standing very close. And I'm kind of forgetting how to speak English. I just feels like we're in college again. And you're the slightly older, kind of brooding, tattooed friend who I'm a little obsessed with. You know, neither of us is anywhere we have to be, and my knees are gonna give out if you keep looking at me like that. If I just put my hand here on your chest and the other one up on your cheek and lean in. Oh, shit. Yeah. correct me if I'm wrong, but that was what we missed 5 years ago. Oh, your hands feel so good on my back. Oh, under my shirt. Yeah, just pop the clasp. And just put your hands here. And your thumbs. Thumbs feel so good on my nipples. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, just, you're doing it right. Yeah, no, just like that. Circles. Oh. That feels incredible. You like it when I kiss your neck? If I reach down here, somebody's ready to go. Well, that's true. It's a little harder for you to hide it, but I promise you that I am also very ready to go. If you just slowly move your hand down into my, right there. You feel how what I am for you. Oh, fuck. I can't wait any longer. I just have to. Oh, you taste so good. Do you like it when I roll your balls in my fingers slowly? Just gently. Suck on the head of your cock. I'm glad. Yeah, let's, are you in through here? You want me to just lie down here? I can pull them off. Or you can just push them to the side. Oh, fuck. That works too. Oh. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Your tongue on my clit feels so good. Don't stop. Yes, please. Yes, please. Just put your fingers inside me. Fuck. Oh. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Oh, stop. No, I was creeping up, you know? And I, not yet. Yeah? Kiss me. I want to feel you inside me. Filling me up. Stroking me inside. Yeah? Feels so good when you rub your cock against my clit. Yeah. Get it nice and wet. Spread it all over. And then... Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just start moving slow. Oh, yes, play with my clip while you fuck me. Suck on my nipple. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, my nipple is so hard. Fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, faster, faster. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Are you? Oh, fuck. Are you getting close too? Oh, I want you to come inside me. Oh, come inside me, please. Please. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come inside me, please. Oh. No, sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, I've wanted that to happen for years. Your college self would be happy. My college self would have died from excitement, I think, halfway through that. I mean, yeah, I had a thing for you. I have a thing for you. You have a thing for me too? I'm glad. Hold on, I'll be right back. I want to just get myself cleaned up. All right, I'm coming back. Scooch over. I want to curl up and just lie here and put your arm around me, and I just want to listen to sound of you breathing.